In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Gospel of John is fascinating with intricate themes and ideas that run throughout John's account of Jesus' ministry. In John chapter 5, Jesus is in Jerusalem for a feast, and while he's there, he heals a paralyzed man at the Pool of Bethesda on the Sabbath day. The paralyzed man rejoices, but the Jewish leaders are angry because Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." The Jewish leaders declare it is not lawful to carry your bed on the Sabbath day. It's unlawful to work on the Sabbath. But Jesus explains, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." Who is this man who claims to have authority over the Sabbath day? The Jewish leaders are irate and want to kill Jesus for calling God his own Father and making himself equal with God. And Jesus goes on to explain the relationship of God the Father to him, the Son. And then Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. What is he talking about? How will the dead hear anything? They're dead. As with many things in the Gospel of John, this teaching refers to multiple things. But as we jump forward to chapter 11, we clearly see this in action. Jesus is at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. Lazarus has died. He's been dead for 4 days. Jesus arrives too late to keep him from dying. And now he stands outside of Lazarus's tomb as folks roll away the stone, and everyone's worried about the stench of death. With the crowds gathered to watch this bizarre spectacle, Jesus shouts at the dead man, "Lazarus, come out!" What an idiot Jesus is. I mean, he's yelling at a dead man. But hold on. What was it he said earlier there at the Pool of Bethesda? He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." Jesus yells, "Lazarus, come out!" And Lazarus comes out. Jesus raises a man from the dead by yelling at him. And this is not something that happened in some faraway little town up in Galilee. This is in Bethany, on the eastern side of the Mount of Olives, right there next to Jerusalem. Now, they did not yet have X, formerly known as Twitter, to instantly share a video of Lazarus coming out of the tomb and being unwrapped from his grave clothes. But how long do you think it took for everyone in Jerusalem to hear that in Bethany, a man who was dead 4 days came back to life and walked out of the tomb? That kind of news spreads like wildfire. And the Jewish leaders are in a panic. It has to stop. The chief priests and the Pharisees, they gather the council to do damage control. And Caiaphas, the high priest that year, speaks to the panicked gathering. "You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish." One man should die. And so they plot to kill Jesus. Jesus retreats for a time to Ephraim and then returns to Bethany to have dinner with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Jesus disappears after raising Lazarus, and now he's back. When the large crowd of the Jews learned that Jesus was there, they came, not only on account of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. The excitement of raising of Lazarus, it just continues on. It continues to be a source of great interest. And the chief priests decide they not only have to kill Jesus, but they also have to put Lazarus back in the grave. Because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. There is great excitement in the air in Jerusalem. A crowd witnesses Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Later, word spreads that Jesus is in Bethany having dinner with Lazarus, and a large crowd gathers. The next day, the large crowd in town for the Passover hears Jesus is coming into Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And then Jesus fulfills Zechariah's very specific prophecy. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Amidst all the fervor surrounding Lazarus being raised from the dead, the King of Israel is entering Jerusalem, looking sort of ridiculous, riding down the steep path on the Mount of Olives on a small donkey. Who is this man who can raise people from the dead by yelling at them? Maybe he'll do it again. The crowd wants to know more. They can't get enough of this new teacher. This Jesus movement continues to gain momentum. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the whole world has gone after him." The crowds welcome the king, the Son of God, who can speak life into the dead. They cry out, "Hosanna," which means, "Please save us." The chief priests and the Pharisees are afraid of Jesus. They want him dead. Tension is high in the holy city. Jesus has come to Jerusalem to die. And this should not be a surprise to anyone, because Jesus has been predicting his death throughout the Gospel of John. In John 2, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He was speaking about the temple of his body. In John 3, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." In John 10, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again." And in John 12, when Lazarus' sister Mary anoints Jesus' feet and Judas complains about the waste, Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so she may keep it for the day of my burial." Jesus has come to Jerusalem to die, but not to stay dead. As he has the power to raise Lazarus from the dead, he also has the power to raise himself from the dead and to conquer death. Jesus is the fountain, the source of forgiveness and resurrection and eternal life, and he gives that gift to all who believe. As Jesus said to Lazarus' sister, Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." You are now the crowd following Jesus, because you know that he did not stay dead. You know Jesus is the resurrection and the life. You were dead in your sins, and you heard the voice of the Son of God calling you to new life in him. You know that the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and on the last day, Jesus will call out to you in the grave, and you will rise from the dead, and you'll come out to new life in your new imperishable body, and you'll go to live forever in the heavenly city of New Jerusalem. Until then, you gather each week to welcome Jesus coming to you in his word and in his body and blood. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord returns in glory. Amen. We rise to confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.